I'm Jessica Palumbo. In this week's Business Brief, much of Arlington has struggled with economic growth and blight, but a new grant program is meant to help with both of those issues. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall is here to explain. So, Mike, this grant program would help small business owners in Arlington. How would it help them out?
The whole story kind of goes back a couple of years. So the city has been working with business owners in what's called the Renew Arlington Community Redevelopment Area. There's a few different business districts that are aging, that have outdated signage, outdated landscaping, and they're really trying to increase the curb appeal of Arlington. So what this grant would do is it would actually reimburse business owners up to 100% of all their costs to bring these particular areas to code.
Is this a new code?
Yeah, actually, it was approved in June. So it's part of the Renew Arlington Zoning Overlay. Essentially, the city has created new rules for sign heights for commercial businesses, landscaping requirements, and fencing requirements. The idea is that if you increase the curb appeal of the area, it'll eventually help attract new businesses and new development.
But the cost of making those upgrades is not going to fall on the business owners themselves.
No. So the Renew Arlington CRA actually has a fund populated by tax dollars, and they're going to pull that money from that fund to pay for things like new signage for businesses, new plants, landscaping, as well as perimeter fencing. All told, the city thinks that there'll be about $8 million in improvements that'll be needed for these businesses to come into compliance. And that can include things like having to redo curbs and redo buffers in parking lots. And that's why some of this stuff would be so expensive for these small business owners, who some of them run pretty tight profit margins. So to make it all go smoothly, the city's been working with the business community in Arlington for several months. And one of their concerns is that if they have to spend too much money on the improvements, it'll actually trigger what's called a 10-set review. When a commercial property owner invests more than half of the value of their property in their business, and what that review does is it requires the entire property to come into compliance.
So how are they addressing that concern?
What the city is doing is creating an independent committee to review all the applications that come in to bring these businesses up to compliance. It'll be completely separate from the city's existing permitting process, and this committee will address the specific issues at hand to streamline the process.
Mike, you are a resident of Arlington yourself. Why is there such attention being given to this part of town?
Well, Arlington's got a lot of history. I mean, in the 1960s, it was one of the premier neighborhoods in Jacksonville. So there's some nostalgia there. But also, too, it's the first neighborhood to the east of the downtown area. And a lot of business owners locally, as well as economic development officials in the city, think that Arlington could become that again. There's already investment right off of the Arlington Expressway that's going to happen with the Town and Country Shopping Center. There's already talks of new residential going into Arlington. So the city and the business owners really see the need to work together to reduce that blight.
Is there another step in the process for the grant program to get approved?
Yes, there's legislation that has to be approved to create this special committee and create this special permitting process. That legislation was filed by Councilmember Joyce Morgan, who represents Arlington, and that'll work its way through the council process and likely be approved sometime in January.
That's Arlington resident and Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's the Business Brief.